Former Vice President Joe Biden will accept the Democratic Party's nomination for president tonight. But in the age of COVID-19, local delegates are taking part in what has become a mostly virtual Democratic National Convention. Traveling to a distant city to attend a political convention is off the table this year due to COVID-19. The pandemic has thrust everyone into a fast-tracked virtual reality, staying at home and connecting via Zoom. Albany City Auditor Dorsey Aplier says her first Democratic National Convention is definitely not what she envisioned.
Even though it's not in person, I've still been very busy. I have crafted my schedule in a way that I'm able to start the morning listening in as part of the New York delegation. We have a breakfast every morning starting either at 8 or 8:30, in which the state chair gives an overview of what's happening and giving updates on events that members should consider. There's a recap of what happened during convention festivities the day before.
Aplier says with the click of a mouse, she's attended various caucuses, panel discussions, and virtual roundtables.
You're in the privacy of your home, but in fact, I found it to be very engaging. Feel a level of excitement. I feel energized. I feel motivated. A level of passion and commitment is still being conveyed as to why this is an important moment in our history and why it's important that we show up to vote and why it's important that we encourage constituencies across the country to show up. This is the common things being this is one of the most significant elections of our lifetime.
Fellow Joe Biden delegate Albany County Executive Dan McCoy admits virtual camaraderie has taken some getting used to.
Being at the convention, when they go, oh, New York, who you with? You stand up and you speak quick. Actually, the way they did it, going to every state and giving, you know, just a different part of their state and hearing from them, that was awesome. I really enjoyed that the most, and because when you're in a big arena, you can't. They go on a rock concert, you're all into it, but you can't hear what's going on. But it's tough because you want to get your message out there, you want people, you want to connect, and it's tough when you're looking at an iPad or you're on your computer or you're watching it. You know when they do it at lot, you know, listening to it on the radio station. It's going to be tougher this year getting that message out.
McCoy says Biden was his presidential pick early on.
There's a field of great candidates that were running for president, but I went with Joe Biden from the beginning. So the other six that ran with me as delegates, Carolyn McGraw, Jack Flynn, Dorsey Aplier, Wanda Willingham, Ed, and Carol all got on the same petition, and we stuck with them from day one. And we were right, because people want to see a Democrat that has stability, that is going to bring peace to this nation and, do what he did when he was vice president with President Obama.
Aplier says the party has rallied around Biden with purpose.
Democrats, regardless of where they fall on the spectrum of conservative versus progressive, there is one common goal. And that common goal is to ensure that we have Donald Trump out of the White House.
President Trump recently told the New York Post he believes he can win New York in November. He would be the first Republican to carry the state since 1984. And no credible elections analyst thinks the Empire State will go red anytime soon. Aplier and McCoy say New York looks blue to them.
From where I sit, and the view I have, there seems to be a lot of support for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
If you look at the way that Trump has not only responded to the COVID-19 epidemic, the economy, which is so important, and not having a stimulus package to bail out New York State, it's going to hurt. And I'll say this, and I'm not trying to scare your listeners. If you look in the next couple of months without getting somebody in that White House that's going to fight for us and put money back into New York State, we're in a lot of trouble.
Special coverage of the DNC continues on WAMC at 9 p.m. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.